freedom didn't start with money. It started the day I realized I was lying to myself. You're listening to The Nomad Build with Angel Lopez, where we rebuild life from the ground up, one choice, one mindset, one breakthrough at a time. Because freedom is built, not bought. Hi, my name is Angel Lopez, and this is The Nomad Build, where we talk about rebuilding your life from the inside out. Mindset, money, and freedom by design. Today's episode is called Financial Freedom Starts in Your Mind. Discipline. Everybody talks about it. Be disciplined. Stay consistent. Do the work. But for most of my life, discipline was just a word I liked, not a lifestyle I lived. I'd start strong on Monday, fall off by Thursday, feel guilty on Sunday, and then promise I'd start over next week. I thought my problem was money. I just need to make more. I just need that big break. But the truth was way more simple and way more uncomfortable. I didn't have a money problem. I had a self-management problem. And I didn't really understand that until I started seeing what discipline actually does when you stick with it long enough for it to talk back. There was a time in my life when food wasn't the problem. My habits were. I wasn't eating because I was hungry. I was eating because I was restless, bored, and anxious. And honestly, I just didn't want to go home and sit with my own thoughts. Some days, I'd grab breakfast on the road, skip cooking, and grab something again for lunch, and then finish the day with takeout because I didn't feel like hearing myself think. I wasn't blowing money on one big crazy purchase. I was leaking money a little at a time. A coffee here, fast food there, random snacks, random cravings, anything to avoid being still. Looking back, it wasn't really about the food or the convenience. It was about discipline. It was about avoiding discipline, avoiding structure, avoiding myself. Because sitting alone in silence exposes you. And at that point in my life, silence felt like a threat. So I stayed noisy, I stayed moving, I stayed spending. And of course, I told myself the same story a lot of people tell themselves. I just don't make enough to save. But that wasn't the truth. The truth was, I didn't respect my own energy enough to direct it. When everything collapsed, I didn't get some magical solution. What I got was, less comfort, less space, less ego, less noise. Smaller place, no waterfront view, no flashy lifestyle, no look at me moments. Just me, my work, and my thoughts. And in that season, I started doing something completely different. Not big dramatic changes, not some perfect 5 a.m. routine, just simple, small disciplines done every single day. I started with my body. Push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups. I picked a number for myself and actually finished it. Not, I'll do it later. Not 70% of the way, all the way. Then I changed what I ate. Eggs and meat. Simple, clean fuel. I didn't need a perfect diet. I needed a plan I could actually stick with. And I didn't just talk about discipline this time. I lived it. Day after day. And that's when something interesting started happening. The first thing that changed wasn't my bank account. It was my body. On the days I stuck to the plan, I felt lighter, less bloated, less gassy. My energy was up. My mind was clearer. On the days I broke the plan and ate trash, I felt heavy, sluggish, low energy, irritated, almost foggy. Same with the workouts. When I did my push-ups, pull-ups, and sit-ups, my back hurt less. My posture was better. My energy was different. When I skipped them, my body reminded me, and not in a nice way. I realized something big. Every time I honored my word to myself, my life got a little bit better. Every time I broke my word to myself, my life got a little bit worse. It wasn't about being perfect. It was about being consistent. And for the first time in my life, I felt discipline working for me instead of against me. So here's how I see it now. Discipline creates the version of you that you always wished you could be. Lack of discipline creates the version of you that you're always trying to escape from. Once I saw discipline started changing my body, I started noticing the same thing with money. When I cooked at home instead of eating out every day, my account grew. When I stopped buying whatever I felt like in the moment, my account grew. When I stayed home to work, even on slow days, opportunities started showing up again. It wasn't magic. It wasn't luck. It wasn't some secret business hack. It was simply this. I stopped letting emotions run my finances and started letting intentional decisions run them instead. And that's when it clicked. Most people don't stay broke because of their income. They stay broke because of their impulse. We say things like, I don't make enough to save. But if we really zoom out, what we often mean is, I don't control my urges to save. That's not a judgment. That's an invitation. Because if the problem is income, you're stuck until someone else decides to pay you more. But if the problem is impulse, that's something you can start changing today. One of the biggest shifts for me wasn't money or food. It was my attention. I started to notice how much time and energy I was giving away. Scrolling social media, watching other people's lives, absorbing drama, opinions, and arguments. Things that had nothing to do with my actual reality. So I did something a lot of people are afraid to do. I deleted my personal social media. Not a detox, not a weekend break. I removed the apps. I cut the cord. And here's what happened. My confidence went up. My focus improved. I stopped comparing my life to everyone else's highlights. I had more time, but not just time, mental bandwidth. I wasn't plugged into the entire world anymore. I was plugged into my own life. And that made me realize something. If you're constantly feeding on everyone else's life, you'll never have the energy to build your own. We say we're tired of life, but a lot of times, we're just tired from overstimulation. Notifications, endless scrolling, noise. Once I cut a lot of that out, I stopped trying to control everything out there, and started managing the one person I can actually control, myself. Here's how I see it now. Every morning, you wake up with a limited amount of energy. That energy is going to go somewhere, into discipline or into distraction, into building or into escaping, into your goals, or into your impulses. Discipline isn't punishment. It's directed energy. It's choosing. I'm going to move my body instead of I'm going to scroll for an hour. I'm going to cook this meal instead of I'm going to blow $40 on delivery again. I'm going to sit in this quiet instead of I'm going to run from my thoughts. And every time you make that choice, you place another brick in the foundation of your future. Over time, those little bricks add up to a healthier body, a clearer mind, a stronger savings, more confidence, more peace. And once you taste that, spending money just to feel something doesn't hit the same way anymore. It starts to feel cheap because you know you're capable of so much more than that. I want to give you something practical to do this week. Not theory, not philosophy, something you can act on. For the next 7 days, I want you to pick physical, 30 push-ups a day, or a 20-minute walk every day, or 3 sets of sit-ups. Financial, no eating out, cook all of your meals this week, or no impulse online purchases, or set a daily spending limit and track it. Digital, delete one social media app from your phone for 7 days, or no scrolling in bed, or no screens after a certain time at night. Write these three down on a piece of paper and put it somewhere you'll see them every day. Every time you feel the urge to break one, remember, you're not just breaking a rule, you're casting a vote. Every action is a vote for the kind of person you're becoming. Financial freedom doesn't begin the day you make more money. It begins the day you decide to take yourself seriously. The day you stop lying to yourself. The day you stop saying, I can't. When the truth is, I won't. You don't have to fix everything overnight. You just have to prove to yourself, 1 week at a time, that you can be trusted with your own potential. Because at the end of the day, the real rich life isn't bought. It's built. One disciplined choice at a time. If this episode hit home for you, save it, replay it when you need a reset, and share it with someone who needs to hear it. My name is Angel Lopez. This is The Nomad Build. And I'll see you in the next episode.